Today I have on the call with me Melissa Tucker. She's a professional global fitness athlete and renowned health coach. She's also the creator of Fitlicious Fitness Philosophy. So I want to welcome you today. Thank you very much for being here on the call with us.
Thank you for having me.
I guess before we get into kind of your at-home fitness philosophy, I just want to know a little bit about yourself and kind of how you got started.
Oh, gosh. Let me do the shortened version. Basically, I grew up athletic. I played national volleyball and a pretty high level of basketball. And when it came time for university, I chose to study fashion and marketing. And athletics was not a leading – it was one or the other, basically. So I went with fashion, and I ended up working and living overseas in China for about 3 years. Producing fashion shows, living it. So in that time frame, I lost connection with fitness, basically, with wellness. Yeah. And it was, I kind of describe it on my site as I was skinny fat. Like, yes, I fit the model size, but, you know, I had no energy. I didn't feel myself. I didn't sleep right. I didn't eat right. And so I kind of was finished with that chapter and moved back to Toronto and worked in advertising for a little bit. But in that time frame, just wanted to get my wellness back. I just wanted my energy back. So I started working out in the evenings at a boot camp. And then I actually, it brought life back to me. So I actually started teaching a boot camp and it became really popular. And people in my class started asking if I did one-on-one training. And I didn't at the time. And then enough people were asking me because they wanted to know what I had done to transform from, you know, skinny fat to a little bit of definition. And so long story short, I went and got my certifications for one-on-one and was kind of doing two clients in the morning. Then I'd go to the office and put my suit on. And then I'd come finish at the office and in the evening do my boot camp. And then I just kind of thought, I like my Nikes better than my high heels. Like, this is my calling. And that was in 2000, and so I switched over and I transitioned into the fitness industry full-time and went to culinary school, actually, just to I love food. My passions, yeah. I love food, I love lifting stuff, and I love traveling. So it was like, how do I make this work? And so that's what I did, and studied nutrition, holistic nutritionist. And just, it's the whole package of just how can I help people optimize well-being. And here I am 15 years later.
that's great. It's amazing how, you know, kind of one thing needs to be done and you end up someplace you never thought you would be at.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Thanks for that. That's a good story. People will appreciate that. Always Active Athletics, we're all about at-home fitness and helping people get amazing results at home. So I'm kind of curious about some of your, just how you help some of your clients kind of train at home or some of your at-home fitness philosophy.
I think the key thing, I mean, the great thing about it is that wherever you go, you can do something to raise your heart rate, to challenge your muscle, and that's what working out is. So, yes, we can have like a fancy gym, and that's great to kind of motivate and change the scenery, but for a lot of my corporate clients, they do a lot of traveling. So it's really important for me to coach them in the sense of if you show up at, you know, a hotel, it's similar to kind of being at home in the sense that what can you do in the room that you're in to make a workout happen? So I actually have a training app. It's Your PPT, and it's your portable personal trainer. And it basically uses your body weight. It can use any kind of elevated step for if you want to do like tricep dips or step up for the glutes, or you can get really inventive. So basically that's kind of how I approach at-home fitness is a sense of, first of all, schedule yourself in. You don't have to be going to a gym to an appointment. Make your appointment with you at home. So that could be with a DVD. That could be now with a ton of different, you know, podcasts like this, like can talk you through a workout. That can be, maybe it's more of a yoga stretch sort of mindfulness meditation that you need to lessen the stress of your hectic schedule. It doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, you have to be jumping and lunging and burpees every day. So it really is individualized. But basically, key thing is schedule it in, put it in your day timer, and do it.
Yeah, I love that. Schedule it in. It's like making your own appointment, making your own appointment with a personal trainer. You have to keep it. That's a good advice for sure.
Absolutely.
I guess one of the main things about home fitness, of course, you've seen as we see as well, is that people just can't stay motivated. I know you said schedule yourself in, but do you know any other ways for how people out there can maybe just stay motivated to keep going when you're working at home? Because it's really easy to lose focus, you know, with like the TV and the radio and everything right there.
Absolutely. And I think what you just said is key, is that get rid of the distractions. Make it a scheduled appointment to focus on, you know, breathing. Or if you have, you know, in a motivation is tied in with what people refer to as willpower. And it's like, how do you stay, you know, so strong willpower, and how do you renew that willpower? And basically it's as much as you can make a decision that you've already made, an automated action, then you will have more willpower to focus on going to the next level. And what I mean by that is, like, say it's week one, and you decided you want to start an at-home workout program. So you schedule yourself in, you've decided, you do it, 3 days a week you're doing something physical, and then the other maybe 3 days you decide you're going to walk outside now that the weather's nice, or run or jog, whatever it is you've decided to do, and commit to that for the week. And maybe tag in with some friends. And again, if it's online, there's tons of platforms online where you can set a goal and have a marker, because people like to celebrate their success. And they also kind of like to know that other people are either struggling with them and making it through. So energy is contagious. So I would say definitely surround yourself with like-minded people who have like-minded goals is key. So if you have a friend who feels, you know, really super lazy and doesn't want to work out and eats like pop and chips, don't hang out with them while you're trying to start a new habit that's healthy. Surround yourself with people who motivate you, right? So have maybe, you know, go on a walk jog with a friend who has also got a similar goal to you, so that you can have that camaraderie and accountability to an outside source. And then once that becomes automated, you're like, oh, you don't even think about it. You know, every morning I wake up before I do anything else. I put on my sneakers and I get my heart rate up and I break a sweat. And it sets the intention for the day. And you're going to eat better and you're going to feel better and your energy is going to be alive and you're going to sleep better at night. So I would say that. Tag in with some friends, make it automated and commit to it till it becomes a habit, and celebrate those successes with like-minded people.
Yeah, that's great advice. Yeah, the whole automated thing is just what we all try to strive for, of course. And yeah, I'll just stick with it till it's automated. That's great advice. Appreciate that.
And also, like, on your website, a great thing is too is, you know, go to reading sites that have motivational quotes. I always at my bedside will, you know, before I go to bed, I will read a motivational scripture before I go to sleep, because that's going to make me sleep better. It's finishing my day with a good thought. And if you finish your day with a good thought, the likelihood of waking up with a great thought is that much better. So I would
That's awesome. I might start doing that myself, actually.
It's very good. You'll dream better, too. You got great dreams if you go to bed with a good thought.
That's great. I guess my next question is kind of goes away from that, but what is, just for the listeners out there, what is your all-time favorite go-to on-the-go exercise?
Oh, geez. All-time. That's a tough question. All-time favorite exercise. I think I'd have to go for, what is the all-time most effective exercise?
For
the listeners to think about, because sometimes what our favorite is isn't necessarily the most effective. And if you're going to say I want to get an effective workout done in a limited amount of time, especially if you're on the go, chances are time might be a restraint. So some really easy anywhere exercises. Squats are really great. If you don't, you know, have weight and you're traveling, you can use your luggage bag as a front squat weighted. You can do lunge work with that, like hanging on to, you know, free weights in a hotel gym or at home. You've got something, I'm sure, that weighs, you know, a little bit of poundage that you can add some weights to. So I would definitely say something that incorporates your whole body. So let's go for a burpee squat with a jump and a push-up. So you're going to go down into a squat, and then you're
yep.
going to place your hands on the floor, jump out into your burpee, but do a push-up before you get back up and jump. So you're getting a push-up, a squat, you're getting your cardiovascular system going with that jump, and your core is working, and your triceps are working. Yeah, that's going to cover it. I'd say that. Let's go with that.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, definitely get the heart rate elevated doing those for sure. Cool. Thanks for all that so far. I'm really curious about your. I saw on your website the Fitlicious Fitness philosophy. I'm kind of curious. Will you kind of break that down for us and tell us what it's all about?
So Fitlicious Inc. is basically anything that's like deliciously fit. So it goes into the whole nutrition and food realm. And a lot of times people think that eating healthy is boring or it's lettuce leaves and no flavor. And that's exactly why, like, I went to culinary school, was to debunk that and go, you know what? Food in its natural form can be absolutely delicious if you spend the same amount of energy sourcing out how to cook healthy whole foods as you do deciding what decadent chocolate monstrosity of a cheap food, or, you know, driving across the city for, like, that monster burger that you know is going to put you into a food coma. If we just shifted that mindset of going whole food, when it's organic or prepared properly, is done right, that it's absolutely delicious. So Fitlicious is about making food fun. It's about expanding your options as opposed to restricting your options. So again, a lot of times people, you know, use the word diet. I like to use the terms like menu planning or meal planning. Mm-hmm. Just because it's more positive, and if you tag those, the positive, like, look forward of, like, going to a farmer's market and getting some really fresh, organic, like, berries or you know, some really healthy type of protein for the barbecue in the summer, that it makes it more fun, and therefore you're going to stick with it longer. So that's what Fitlicious Inc. is about.
Oh, that makes complete sense, and that's a really great program. There's so much, like you said, misinformation out there about people thinking eating healthy is eating basically like eating cardboard, you know.
Exactly.
I guess we finished the at-home fitness questions off with your favorite all-time exercise. What is your number one nutrition tip for everybody out there?
My goodness.
I'm putting you on the spot here.
Well, you can't, I mean, you break it down. Let's go one a day. So that would be key. Pick one thing per day that you're going to accomplish with your nutrition. So if I were to say one thing, I would probably say drink more water. Most people are dehydrated, and our body's neurological system and neuromuscular system, we don't know the difference between feeling hungry, feeling tired, or feeling thirsty. And the order that we usually are actually experiencing it is, number one, we're usually dehydrated, but we think we're hungry, so we'll eat something. Then we're actually usually fatigued or tired, which we think we're hungry, so we eat something. And then, in fact, we could be possibly hungry, so we eat even more of something. So if you drink your water, you're going to digest your food better, your skin's going to be better, just your whole operating body and fitness level is going to be better. So I would say drink more water would be my nutrition tip.
Yeah, that's definitely a great tip. One we all should definitely try to do more of, even myself sometimes. It's easy to get away from it.
Absolutely.
Well, Melissa, I really appreciate you taking this quick amount of time to go over so many questions with us. I guess, is there one parting piece of advice you'd like to say or anything else you'd like to add?
I'd like to say that everyone has an athlete within them, and I encourage you to dig inside and just unleash that athlete within yourself, because when you set your mind to something, anything is possible.
That's great. Really appreciate it. Appreciate your time. Appreciate your insight and everything.
Great. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right. Cheers.